Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Mike Ditka, best known in life for that performance. I don't know. What is the movie?
It's the Will Ferrell soccer movie called
Kickoffs.
Lil Ones? No, I have no idea what it's called. I feel
old
like
school.
I can see the cover of it, like the DVD box, but I don't know that. I don't remember the name of it. Lil Heroes? No, that's not right.
It's a good guess. That's probably a movie. Kicking and Screaming?
There you go. Thumbs up from Zach.
Robert Duvall is in it.
Oh, my God.
My daughter was watching a movie last night.
Poor Bobby Duvall.
I do not know what the name of it was. It's one of these, not to question her taste publicly, but it's somewhat eclectic. One of these movies where it's like superpowers and it's not animated. It's kids with superpowers that are fighting and getting along. And Kurt Russell is in it.
Mm.
And I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, Kurt Russell. I'm like, Garnet, you know that's the guy from Miracle, right? We watch Miracle a lot. You know that's the guy from Miracle. He's like, yeah. I said, you know, I just want to know, what is he doing in this? It's Kurt Russell. Like, and my wife said something about, well, she knows this isn't it. But she sort of said something like, well, maybe he wasn't as famous yet. But this movie would have been probably after Miracle or right around Miracle.
Yeah.
Like, the guy was a legend by then. Like, what are you doing in this superpower kids movie?
Yeah.
You know, just, you might see somebody you've seen before once somewhere in a movie like that. Not Kurt Russell. Do I have too high opinion of Kurt Russell?
I think so. You're talking about him like he's Robert De Niro a little bit here. Like,
well,
I mean, he's a fine actor.
He is Robert De Niro.
Oh, man.
I know what this movie is.
No,
I think it's Sky High.
Yeah, all right. Yep.
It is released the next year after Miracle. It is a bit of a 180.
He lost a bet. I don't even know how it could be possible that he would be in this Sky High.
His kids wanted him to do it.
Maybe.
All right. There's a guess. Like, you know, I don't know. That would be fun for his kids. So he did it. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not really like his genre of movies. Most of his famous movies I recognize by name, but have never seen. I've seen Sky High for 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. Put it on the list.
Put it on the list. Miracle, Sky High, that's almost the list.
There it is.
That's it. Mike Ditka, not best known for his role in Kicking and Screaming, if that's what that was, which we think it was. So you know how, like, I'll fall asleep by the TV and on YouTube, I'll be watching one thing, I wake up, something else is on. Mm-hmm. There was a great, actually, because I stayed with it, Monday Night Football game from 1987, the Bears at Denver.
Okay.
And, you know, I wake up and it's in the middle of the game. And this was a tremendous game. This is a Broncos team that goes to the Super Bowl with Elway. The first Elway team to go. They lose to Washington. No, the second. They went the year before. Sorry.
Quick question. Yep. From 1987.
Yes.
Is there a score box on the screen by then? Like, do you wake up and know exactly what's happening, what time of the game it is, and what the score is?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I should remember because this was yesterday, but I don't remember. I don't think so.
All right. Just curious.
I don't know when
how much you have to effort to figure out exactly where you are in the game and like what is happening. Like, you know, pay attention to what the announcers are saying.
I was in and out, and I did wonder. It got my... Usually, I'll just turn it right off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching this game, the Bears and the Broncos from 1987. The Bears go up 14-0. So, it's a Super Bowl-bound Denver team and defending AFC champions. And the Bears are a year and a half or so, whatever, two seasons removed from their Super Bowl year. It's a great matchup. It's probably the first time they ever played. And 14-0 Bears, 21-14 Denver at half, 29-21 Bears, end of three, Denver wins 31-29. Like, all the scoring was alternated by, all the scoring might have been at the same end of the field, or, you know, each half anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. There's one moment where, I don't know, it was a punt or something. So, I'm just waking up, and somebody on the Bears makes a mistake. And, like, the first thing I'm able to sort of capture from this game is Mike Ditka just losing it on an assistant coach. Just losing it on the guy. You know, and just, like, what a miserable coach he would have been.
Yeah.
But maybe he's somebody that you appreciated because he was so angry at you all the time and
sure,
and
he got
mean.
He got the, you know, I didn't like it at the time, but he got the best out of me. I needed it. Some crap like that.
What NFL coach in history, preferably famous, would have been right for you? Like, who's the coach you think you would have responded best to? You think you would have responded to Ditka? Would he have gotten the best out of the Bulldog, Mike Ditka? I would have hated it so much, I would have quit the game. Like, I'm not listening to you.
I really don't know.
Easy to say, right?
I don't think I ever had... I mean, I had hockey coaches, you know, who taught me how to do, like, you know, devious, dirty stuff, but I don't think I ever had that, you know, whatever. It was low-level travel. The stakes were never high enough for me to have a coach that was that guy. So, like, I don't know. I don't have any experience with the hard-ass type boss, even, really. Fortunately, I guess I'd say. Because I don't think that would appeal to me. The first thing that sprang to my mind when you asked that question, like, I've never thought about this before, would be Marv.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Marv Levy's style. Like, I liked how he approached it. And
he could lay into you.
Oh, sure. But I don't think he would do it unnecessarily. And I think I respect that. You know, like, the idea that you have to live with me being this way because this is how I am and this is how I get results. I think that's pretty antiquated nowadays anyway, but back in the day, I think Marv was kind of ahead of his time, I think, the way he handled those players on those teams. I think it's very much how coaches in the modern era now, this means I'm referring to the 1990s as not the modern era, mm-hmm. I guess. Careful.
Back last century.
Anyway, I just think fewer and fewer coaches. There's going to be more Mike McDaniels as we go, and fewer Matt Patricias and Bill Belichicks. It just stands to reason. It just players have said it, people have been saying it for decades. Players are just different now, and so I don't think even back then though that would have been my cup of tea. So I you know, I'm probably mixing in my opinion of Marv and how much I admired how he did the job by saying, like, that's the kind of coach I would want. But I really do. I don't think I would respond well. I'm just as likely to shut down if all you do is yell at me.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just like, okay, I guess I'm terrible at the, like kind of like Tua with Brian Flores. Like, I think that's how I would be. I'd be like, I guess I'm terrible. I'm not very good at this. I don't even belong here. This guy keeps telling me I haven't earned anything. I guess I don't. Maybe I should do something else.
It's interesting if you think about coaches from the past, even Marv Levy, knowing, or you know, you may know that there is like a side. They have that side in them that they will just blast. I mean, you see it in clips of Marv with refs.
Right.
So you know he has that in him to just lay into you. I don't know how often he did it. It's not something I remember talking about with his players very many times over the years. Like, how many times did he really lose his temper? But you think of most of these guys, and I picture them all losing their temper constantly. You know, even like a Walsh.
Sure.
Who had a sort of a stoic, intelligent facade. And not to say that he wasn't intelligent, but I think I know that in the back, he could just destroy you. Yeah. I think Walsh might have been like that. I'm trying to remember right now why. There's some story in my head about him doing that. And who knows, maybe it was just once. But Parcells and most of these guys, like from the 80s or the 70s, can't you?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just picture them all. Like,
yes,
they're not your friend.
No,
they don't even know your name. Really, they don't know your wife's name.
They call you by your uniform number.
Yep.
Say 48. Get over here.
Yep.
What the hell are you doing, 48?
But I'd love to play. I don't know what position I'd play. I'd love to play for Mike McDaniel.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. I really admire.
He's funny.
I admire how he does it. I don't know if it'll get all. You know. There is. I've wondered here since he got the job whether they would be able to get all the way there with that style.
Are they all the way there?
No, they're not. I mean, they're pretty good, and they're stuck there, and the Bills are in their way, and like maybe that changes at some point. It doesn't necessarily have to be his style that is causing them to, you know, lose to the Bills continuously. They, you know, the Bills have a better quarterback and have had some, you know, just better defenses, whatever it is. But I think it's working so far, but there has to be more growth. They're going to have to keep going. And so I don't know, you know, I think a lot of people think that they're stepping back this year too. Like they didn't lose, you know, the notable guys the Bills lost that were here and a part of so much winning, but they lost some key guys, Miami, over the course. I mean, financially, they had to make some moves. And they've also got a couple guys coming back from injury. So I don't know if this is a year for them to get over the hump. I'm referring to Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, who may be on a pitch count for Sunday. But I like McDaniel, and you know, short of rooting for Miami, I'd like to see it work for him.
It is a ridiculous concept for me to imagine playing professional football for any of these coaches. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing there. But I would, you know, being me, that's who we're talking about ourselves, I would want the coach to have my idea of a good understanding of analytics and a use for them. And you know who came off really well today in this area? Brian Callahan.
I saw a clip of him. I was going to mention it to you earlier. I'm glad you saw it.
Brian Callahan was asked about EPA, expected points added, or just brought it up. Basically, it's like when to run the ball. And he was just, he sounded super sharp about it. You know, you can't just do it to do it. It's about EPA, what's the right down and distance, all the kind of stuff that I love, which is like historically, then you match this with like what kind of defense you're looking at and your personnel. But what kind of down and distance situations are the most advantageous for getting a win out of a running play? And he was just really good on that. So I liked Kevin Cole tweeting about him today, noticing that clip. And he's like, our Titans? And then he said, one reason I'm rooting for Levis is all the, you know, paraphrasing, all the years with the draft, trying to get across to people that you should just draft quarterbacks early no matter what. Like, that's, there's so much more value in it, upside in it, potentially. Mm-hmm. And I guess he argued that the Colts should have drafted Richardson and then Levis when Levis slipped to round two. And he's like, of course I got hell for that. Ridiculous idea. Mm-hmm. But you're in a better situation giving yourself a second choice. Your first guy gets hurt or doesn't have it than starting over, which I think is a great point. And so I felt like sort of simpatico with that. One more thing from this Bears-Broncos game from 37 years ago, strike year. The Broncos had played the Bills the week before, kind of a famous game, Bennett.
Okay, sure, yep.
And the Broncos had a barefoot kicker.
I should know the name of the barefoot kicker.
You should, you do. Rich Carlos.
Okay.
And that is something...
Tony Franklin was barefoot kicker?
Tony Franklin, the there were others.
Yeah, all right.
That is something we will never see again.
I think that's probably right, yeah.
Can you believe it that some people kick barefoot? Is that something amazing to you or no?
I pretty much can't believe it. Yeah, I would think the shoe would help you.
Would the shoes have just not been as good on your as good a
well,
fit on your foot?
That I think the quality and the fit of the footwear probably played a big part in that. And it's why I think you probably would never go back. Like, I don't know, maybe I just... I had big feet even as a kid. Anytime I ever had baseball spikes or football spikes, and I remember having them, you know, on occasion. I never played either sport really in an organized manner where my parents would feel like they needed to go to the store to get me these things. But they found their way into the house, and like, they just never fit. Just never the right. Like,
we're back on shoes.
The size was okay, but it just, they didn't feel good on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why the kicker. But now I would think. Do they not probably have shoes specifically made for kickers?
Oh, of course.
So
I would think so.
I got to pay a little closer attention to Tyler Bass's footwear now.
I don't know. Do you? It's almost too late.
I'm curious.
It could be almost too late. hopefully not. Yeah, I mean, barefoot kickers, why would you have thought? I mean, you're talking about frigid temperatures in December and January. Tony Franklin on the Eagles. In a Super Bowl run, Super Bowl 15, 1980, just like, yeah, I got this. I don't need a shoe. Why wear the other shoe?
At least that game was indoors, wasn't it?
No, the Super Bowl was, but
Super
not
Bowl.
Their
right.
The playoff games. Right. But why would you wear the other shoe then? Wouldn't that be weird? Just go bare feet. Who's ever worn one? Are these the only people in human history to have worn only one shoe? NFL kickers in the 80s.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, intentionally.
Because occasionally you do see a single shoe lying around the street. I mean, someone is running around
there
with one shoe.
That was probably Tony Franklin's shoe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. What are they doing? I don't remember him having to, like, make plays, like tackles.
No, never.
Like, what are you doing here? Like, you're running
just
down there to...
Just in case you had to make a tackle, you've got one shoe on. I mean, how does that better?
I don't get it. Yep.
Roy Girella, opening kickoff, Super Bowl 10, makes the tackle on Hollywood Henderson. He got hurt. He had two shoes.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not, actually not positive of that, Girella. He might not have. But he was brave. He took out Hollywood Henderson right on the sideline, and he hurt his ribs. And he played through it, the kicker for the Steelers. They won the game, but he was, like, bad. He missed a couple, and he played through the pain. I guess you have to if you're the kicker.
I think so.
Yeah. Who else is going to do it?
Right.
Franco Harris? I mean, who else is even qualified?
I'm trying to imagine.
Craig Colquitt?
Kicking motion with injured ribs.
I know.
What feels
that
good?
Would kill.
What feels good when you have injured ribs? Like,
that's
breathing
right.
hurts.
That, exactly. That would kill.
Yeah.
But he did it. He prevented a touchdown, and they won the Super Bowl. He should probably get more credit.
What was the final score?
21-17.
All right. Yeah.
Roy Girella. They got to 21 in a weird way because he missed an extra point, and I think he missed a short field goal, which was probably like 20 yards in those days. You know, they would miss those. But they had a safety, and they got to 21 sort of unconventionally to win that game. That's the second Super Bowl you would have ever watched.
Okay, sure.
Because you said Super Bowl 9 was the first
right.
one, right?
That's the first Steelers, one I Vikings. Really remember, yeah. Right.
And mine would be, I think, I know I watched 13, but I can't tell you like what room I was in or anything like that. Mm-hmm. 14, I can. 16, well, 15 is broccoli soup. 16, I definitely can. Because we were, I think, starting to remodel our house. And we just had a TV on the floor against the wall by at the side of the house. And I sort of sat on the floor and watched Bengals 49ers for that one. You do what you can.
Right.
It's the Super Bowl, Mom. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? Not watch it?
That's the John Candy Super Bowl.
No.
Isn't it? No.
That's the other Bengals Niners. 23.
Right. I don't remember. I don't remember all the Bengals 49ers with Ken Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Where is that game played?
Silverdome.
See, when I said the thing about the Super Bowl for Tony Franklin would have been indoors, I was thinking of the Silverdome.
Oh, that's the Superdome.
Okay.
Oh, see, New Orleans.
I'm glad we talked this through.
Me too.
I've been going through the rest of my life thinking the Eagles played in the Super Bowl in the Silverdome, and then 10 years from now, I'm going to be doing a radio show with one of our kids or something, and I would have just said that matter-of-factly, and I would have been wrong. But now, it's settled.
Just don't forget it. Sometimes tomorrow you might not remember.
Can
this
you
conversation.
Remind me of the thing that I'm supposed to not forget again? What is it again? No, I'm kidding. Just
there was something, right?
Yeah. Well, the Eagles played in the Superdome, and the
there was
Bengals
something earlier.
And the 49ers.
There was something earlier like this, though. I'll forget it tomorrow. Anyway, it's too late. It's too late for that.
I'm already demonstrating my prowess in this area because I've already forgotten it, and it's not even tomorrow yet.
I have too.
Yay, us!
Sal Capaccio joined us earlier to preview Sunday and go
You're
over
aging.
Captains and injuries and more. That'll be next here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.